Hey, our conversation with Sean Thornton is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union and by Norfolk Power Equipment. He joins us on the AT&T hotline. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Jets.
You know what the second...
How's your concussion?
Oh, stop it. Just stop a second. You know what the second worst thing about being injured is, Sean? You probably know this by now.
Answering the question.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that might be worse, actually.
Were you scared?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, at first, yeah.
And they just gave you a stick to bite on in the locker room for a little bit, and that was that.
Yeah, basically that was it. Once I was checked over and everything structurally was fine, it was just suck it up, tape an Advil to it, you should be fine.
Yeah, and was the speech that prompted this third period explosion just something that happened organically? You just said something as you were leaving the ice, and they caught fire.
This isn't like poppy talk to the guys in the dugout.
Well, I think it was.
I think it's been blown out of proportion. I think it's simple mathematics. We had 10 minutes left. We needed two goals. It just said one every five. I think the Pierre gave me credit, but it really wasn't that inspirational.
Hey, is there any explanation other than just the vagaries of hockey that I can look, and I got my notes in front of me from the game, of all the remarkable saves Carey Price made early in that game? I mean, point blank stuff, just stuff that he had no business even seeing, much less stopping. And then at the end, he couldn't stop a beach ball. How does that happen?
I don't know. It's weird the way it works. So I think we're very fortunate that we got a few by him at the end. I mean, Fergie's line played unbelievable. They capitalized on their chances. They're creating a lot of havoc and put pucks where they need to put them. But like you said, the stop on Luch in the second period. Mm. It was, I don't know, I still don't know how he didn't yank everything out of his body stretching to make that save. So, one of those things. I'm glad we finally got some through because we needed that win in a big way.
Do you think Claude's bench minor was an attempt to fire up the club, and do you think it worked?
I don't know. I don't know if it was an attempt to fire us up or if the ref was just a little sensitive or... either way, I got an extra shift out of it.
do you know right away that you have to serve it?
I'm usually the guy that serves it.
Do you mind that?
No, I like it. Like I said, it gets me on the ice for at least for a few seconds. I'm guaranteed I have to get across the ice back to the bench. Very, very least. It's actually good for your, it's really good for your shift length too. If you've been stretching them out a little bit during the night and then you get one of those where you just skate right across, it counts as a shift and brings your average way down.
Hey, you guys are much better than they are at 5-on-5, and we talked about this earlier. Obviously, your style is physical, and you want to take the body and punish these guys, and guys like Miller and Boychuk never miss a chance to hit a guy, but do you have to be more careful in this series with these stakes? Because their only chance appears to be when they are a man up on you guys, when they have a power play. John.
Yeah, I think we finishing our checks and playing within the rules, I think, is one thing. The extracurricular stuff we have to stay away from because it seems like, for the most part, we've been getting either dinged with the extra or even if somebody's relatively innocent, it's going back as even up 4-on-4. So we're not gonna win those battles as far as getting power plays and stuff like that. It doesn't seem so. We should just, stick to, we have to continue to be very physical. I think that's how we're built. That's when we're successful, and we feed off each other when there's hits and on the forecheck or JV or Millsy or Big Z finishing him down low. I think, that's the way we're built, and that's how we have to play. But we got to keep it within the whistles and within the guidelines.
You had a problem with a Subban hit. He apologized to you afterward, you said?
Yeah, the next face off when I came back. I don't know how much time was left, so 12 minutes left or whatever, 13 minutes when I lined up beside him. He apologized.
You think it was, similar?
Think he should be suspended.
You think it was similar to the Marchand hit, though?
I don't know. You know what? I watched the replay. In my head, I think it looked a little bit different. I know, he ducked and tried to get out of the way, but it's kind of spinning. I think it's still a dangerous play, but it looked, it didn't look as bad as the other one, I guess. Just unfortunate the way I went into it.
Sean, give us a primer 101 course on ducking. What's acceptable? What's not? Why does it bother people? Just walk us through it.
I don't know. Every time I say something like this, it ends up biting me. But if I see somebody coming, I usually try and take the hit shoulder to shoulder and not go low. Anything in your lower body, I mean, it's no different than football. It's just a lot of stuff can happen down there. I think it's a little dangerous. So if you can get out of the way, get out of the way. I have no problem with that. But I think dropping down, it's just, it could create a lot of problems for somebody.
What pisses you off more, somebody ducking or the goaltender saying after the game the Bruins got lucky in the third period?
Probably ducking. I think, I mean, he's obviously got a lot of confidence right now. So we're going to have to, I guess, try and prove him wrong.
Do you think there was luck involved in that third period?
Probably. I mean, you got to get some bounces to go your way
right.
When you're down that many goals with 9 minutes left, or score that many goals with 9 minutes left. You have to get some fortunate bounces that we maybe weren't getting earlier. I don't know if that's luck. I think that's just hockey. It happens a lot on both sides.
Are you surprised at the comeback at this point, or do you feel like that's kind of typical of this team, that you can do that? You have the ability to do that. I'm sure on some teams you've been on in your career, you know, you get down 3-1, third period, you feel like it's over.
Yeah, heads drop and shoulders right. Start sulking and stuff. It's weird. We talked about it a little bit yesterday when it was at the rink. Like, I don't think anyone really realized that we did all that in 9 minutes. We weren't looking at the clock. Mm. Everyone was just kind of looking at the next shift. And that's how we've been for the last, I don't know how many years, but we don't really, you know, we're not like, oh no, we got to get, there's no panic. It's just like, keep going. It's going to work out. And God, we like to make it interesting. I'll say that.
You live in this city now. You've been here for a while. Were you surprised at the amount of attention the Subban Twitter stuff got? I mean, even Naily issues a release. I mean, did it strike you as it struck us as sort of a staggering overreaction to a couple of idiots on Twitter?
Yes and no. I think it's because it's not the first time it's happened here. I think when Joel Ward scored that winner against us with Washington, the same thing happened. I don't think there's any place for it, but I don't think, like you said, that we should have given a couple idiots on Twitter, you know, the headline of the 7 o'clock news. I think that just brings, I don't want to say brings attention, but why give them the satisfaction of being that?
I would leave all the X's and O's to Claude, but if he asked me in for a motivational or a one item thing to tell you guys before you take the ice tomorrow night, I'd tell you to score the first goal. That makes a lot of sense at Bell Center, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough building, especially when you get down by a couple. But
right.
The crowd is loud, and if you can score the first one, then it definitely helps. But easier said than done in that building. Either way, we're going to have to play for the full 60.
Well, suffice to say, if you were down 3-1 with 9 minutes to play, you probably wouldn't come back in the third period in Bell Center like you did at the Garden.
It'd be a little tougher. The crowd definitely wouldn't be on our side.
What is the biggest factor in home ice? Is it the last change, the face-offs, or just the noise, or do you think it's the officiating? What changes now as you head to Canada?
Combination of them. The crowd, definitely. I've seen the crowd call penalties up there, as crazy as that sounds. The, you know, face-offs and stuff, I don't have to take too many draws. I've never really asked Bergie or Soupy if it really makes a difference, how much of a difference it makes if you have to put your stick down first. But the energy in the buildings, I think, you know, we obviously fed off it last game in our building, and they'll probably try and do the same in theirs.
We talked about things that hack you off. What's up with goaltenders in the snow spray? Why is that so disrespectful to them?
I don't know. It's a little water on the face.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah. I don't know.
Eller snow sprays Rask, and everybody went nuts.
Yeah, I mean, if you do spray the goalie, I think, you know, hockey culture is that somebody's going to come in and let you know that that's not acceptable.
Right.
It's just, since we were kids, it's kind of been like, don't let them spray your goalie. I remember people saying that when you're, you know, 7 years old. So, but as the penalty and stuff, I don't know. There's been some times where you're just trying to get out of the way of him coming out to cover a puck, and I've seen penalties called, and I'm like, I don't know about that, man. Like, I barely got him. I don't know. It's one of those things, I guess. It's gone back for years, but you're right. It's just a little water on the face. They usually squirt themselves with water right after.
That's true. Good point.
What happens tonight, Sean? Do you guys have a team dinner? Do you bond? Do you go hit some strip joints together as a group or what?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going raging at the Rippers tonight. No, we're... I think we do have a team meal actually when we get in. Usually do on the road and playoffs. first game. So we'll go out, have a good team meal, and then go back to the hotel, watch a little TV, and get a good night's sleep.
All right. Don't forget, 24 is on at 8 o'clock tonight, Sean.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
What is your favorite show? We were talking about this before you came on the air. Have you seen The Blacklist yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you got to check that out. What do you like to watch?
I've been to a lot of stuff on HBO. One of my favorite series ever is The Wire. I don't know if you've caught it, but I've watched that a couple times. That's a good series.
All right, good luck in Canada. We'll be watching.
Hi, thank you.
Sean Thornton with Dennis and Callahan on the AT&T Hotline. Our interview with Sean is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union and by Norfolk Power Equipment.